Hello, and welcome to our podcast on this lovely day. I'm Savannah.
And I'm Maddie. But lovely, it's quite cloudy and muggy outside. That's weird. It kind of reminds me of March 16th, 1968, My Lai, Vietnam.
Oh yeah, what a crazy day that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, crazy is just one word for it.
So the My Lai Massacre is a pretty controversial topic, but honestly, let's just dive right in.
So, middle of the Cold War, March-ish 1968, the U.S. Army is searching for the 48th Viet Cong in different sub-hamlets of Vietnam.
And there, they stumble upon My Lai, where they thought the Viet Cong was. However, we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, later on.
Anyways, William Calley is the general at the time, and is in charge of the soldiers at My Lai, and he makes some pretty horrific decisions.
Yeah, he definitely made some poor choices that day.
Even though Calley wasn't the big boss at My Lai, he was the one calling all of the shots.
And ultimately, in the end, he took all of the blame for what happened that day.
Okay, so let's get into the action of the story.
Yeah, so basically, Calley was informed and all the soldiers knew that there were no Viet Cong members at My Lai that day.
It was a village full of innocent, and by innocent, I mean young children and elderly people who were not in fighting conditions.
Yeah, definitely not in fighting conditions.
There were no men of fighting ability in sight.
Yet Calley still ordered his men to search and destroy, like destroy the city. Soldiers decapitated, scalped, raped, killed, and shot around 500 innocent civilians that day.
The age range was about 53 or younger, 69 between 4 and 7, and 27 between 70 and 80 years old.
Yeah, it was basically just the soldiers killing. The civilians there had absolutely no way to fight back.
Some soldiers had made comments about feeling guilty and immoral about after their actions that day. Yet no one stopped killing until Hugh Thompson made a scene.
Oh yeah, Hugh Thompson. What a guy. Basically, he saw what was happening at My Lai from an aerial point of view.
Yeah, he was physically in a helicopter, like right above in the treetops.
And he informed the soldiers that he would open fire on them unless they stopped the killing.
And raping. And scalping.
And so they did. They stopped, and Hugh Thompson basically saved the rest of the town that wasn't already deceased.
Oh yeah, did you know that he wasn't even considered a hero for that until many, many, many years after?
Oh, that reminds me of the fact the nation was completely in the dark of what happened at My Lai until it went public.
Yeah, strangely enough, they supported Calley, but we'll explain that later. Hugh Thompson tried to go up the ladder of officers to report the crimes, but he was constantly just brushed off. Those officers really wanted to keep it on the down low.
It was never actually brought to official attention until Ronald Reidenhauer mailed his findings of what happened at My Lai to Congress, and the case blew up. Somehow, Congress only found Calley guilty after it was constantly pushed off by officers who should have reported it after first hearing about it.
These men who kept ignoring Thompson believed what happened at My Lai should never be brought to courts.
Americans were horrified after finding out what really happened at My Lai, but were even more upset when...
Calley was the only person punished for this?
Yeah, the soldiers who raped, killed, and tortured innocent Vietnamese civilians were tried but never convicted.
None of the officers who knew what happened were convicted either, which is why the nation was so upset.
The only positive that came out of this was that My Lai was a learning experience.
Shortly after, the Army implemented new trainings for soldiers that enforce moral actions during war.
Yeah, the new trainings were enforced to make sure that another My Lai didn't happen again during the Cold War.
Prevention is everyone's friend and saves lives, especially in this case.
Oh yeah, how could we forget, Savannah?
What?
How Calley's sentence was...
drastically reduced.
Yeah, no one was happy that only Calley was punished. But like, come on, stick with the initial punishment.
Yeah, they kept reducing it from life to 20 years.
Then 20 years to 10 years.
And 10 to 4.
And then 4 to 3.5 years.
Yeah, and this was all on house arrest. He wasn't even put in a prison.
Even though it was wrong that only Calley was punished...
there still needs to be some sort of repercussions for these actions.
So yeah, that's the story of My Lai, summarized into about 4.5 minutes.
There's more to it, but in the end, it's just a sad story with an even sadder ending.
Yeah, this is one that no one will forget.
Yeah, no one will ever forget.